WNST, Taos of Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It is week four of the National Football League. We're going to be taking a little hiatus in the Maryland Crab Cake Tour with our friends at the Maryland Lottery and Win Donation, as well as Jiffy Lube. We're going to be doing it on the 13th of October. I don't think there's an Oriole game that day. We're trying to figure things out, work out the schedule. We're going to be at Drug City from 2 to 5, hence my fountain shirt. I'm going to invite this guy and everybody else down. It is my 55th birthday on October the 14th, Jim Palmer's birthday on the 15th. And on the 15th, we're going to be celebrating Jim Palmer's birthday at Hollywood Casino in Perryville, where I've been making these picks. And things were going well. I don't know how it's going to be by the time October 15th rolls around, but the Ravens will be on the road this week in Cleveland, next week in Pittsburgh, and then in London, in Tottenham. We're going to be doing a breakfast, a British breakfast proper, and maybe play British rock and roll. Maybe we'll do that at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. All morning long, I'll be there watching the Ravens take on the Titans. I don't know whether they're going to be 2-3 or 3-2 or 4. That's why we pick the games. Christian Horton joins us now. He manages the sports book up at the aforementioned Hollywood Casino, Perryville. You got rid of the hoodie, dude. You got like the casino behind you. You look like you're winning money. It's what it looks like. I'm going into the Magic Kingdom up there in Perryville. How you been? How were your picks last week? My picks stunk.
Yeah, no, I've been a good. We both went 7-9. We're struggling. We're trying to figure this out in week four, and hopefully, you know, this week is a little better, and we're both on the right side rather than the wrong.
7-9 puts me at 27-19. How many push? We had two.
Two more.
So that's four. So that's a 27-19-4.
Yes, correct.
What do you got to go to make money doing this, Christian? We talked about the half point spreads last week. Mm-hmm. This week I have a different theme. This week's theme is, who the hell are these teams? I mean, who are the Cowboys? What are the Ravens doing losing to the Colts? Who are the Texans at this point? What about the Jaguars? I mean, I think we know who the Bears and the Broncos are, but they're playing each other this week. So we got to figure that out. So, this league, I mean, I remember saying that with Baldinger 23 years ago when I was nationally syndicated. Baldinger and I would sit up at the NFL film studios up in Jersey with Steve Sable and all those guys. We'd say, this league. I guess they say it's a week-to-week league here in places, but the injuries and how they affect the line, that's something I definitely wanted to talk to you about this week, because once you get a quarterback or like that, there, it really plays value differences for people who do this to make money, right?
Yeah, no, 100%. That's why they say the league is any given Sunday. You know, anything can happen at any time. Injuries are definitely huge. You definitely have to do your research on who's the backup, who's coming in to replace the injured person, as, you know, just like the Colts. You know, everyone renting the Colts off, and, you know, Gardner Minshew comes out and has a good game and wins them to get some upset, you know, in Baltimore. So, you know, injuries definitely have a huge effect on the line. You definitely have to watch out for those week to week.
You know, when Patriot fans like you come on and start talking about the outcome of the former Baltimore Colts coming back to Baltimore and derailing the Ravens this week, this is when I turn the conversation toward, how about those Orioles? game one right next week. Yeah. So, all right, let's get into the picks here. Christian Horton is here. You can find him at Perryville, up at Hollywood Casino. You can find Strikers Posse there, my favorite local reggae band. They're playing Friday night. I've seen them with John Spurrier over at the Peabody Heights Brewery. Fantastic. Get on up to Hollywood Casino and see them Friday night. Bad Alibi, also some friends of ours, Saturday night, playing some rock and a whole bunch of things. And then my buddy, some Cold Gin, doing a Kiss tribute on the aforementioned October 13th. I'll be at Drug City. The Orioles will be in the American League Championship Series, we hope. And All-Star Purple Party going on with a Prince tribute on my birthday. That's October 14th. I'll be there on the 15th in the morning. And Awaken, Olivia Reynolds Band, another great band, on the 21st of October at Hollywood Casino in Perryville, where you can go in and get a delicious salmon BLT sandwich and some fries. Have a proper British breakfast with us on the 15th. All right. We're going to pick the Ravens last, because that's what we did last week. That didn't work out so well. I thought the Colts were pretenders. I was all in on the Ravens winning by 3 touchdowns, which shows you what I know. Detroit-Green Bay Thursday night, people may be laughing at us. I this is my theory this week, Christian, and you I'm going to go with it for week four, and we'll see how it goes, okay? In my mind, there are good teams and bad teams. Good teams meaning 9, 10 wins, 11 wins possible. Bad teams meaning they're only going to win 5, 6, 7 games, and maybe the Texans got lucky last week and they're not a good team, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe the Dolphins aren't as good as 70 points, right? Or the Cowboys aren't as bad as we, right? Okay, so that's my theory. And I'm gonna bet with you this week, and you're not gonna steal my money up there, and I'm gonna get value. I'm gonna go with my good team versus bad team. Not that I don't care about the points or the home or the away, but I'm gonna make a case for some good teams stepping up and getting their second win or their third win this week. All right. Detroit, okay. Good team, Green Bay. I don't think a good team. I'm going with Detroit. I'll lay the point and a half in the wood in this one.
Yeah, no, I'm with Detroit on the road for sure. I think, like you said, Detroit's just a better team. Even though Green Bay is shocking a lot of people, you know, they came back with the Saints. You know, Jordan Love is showing that, you know, he's Aaron Rodgers' replacement. But I like Detroit with this one on Thursday night on a short week.
Jaguars and Falcons flying over to London. I mean, the Ravens found out when you play the Jaguars, they know how to do it. You know, they've done it before. I think it's always a little bit of an awakening for other teams. Even if the organization's done it, they got a bunch of young kids, the Devin, some of them don't have passport. I mean, it's just different. People drive on the left-hand side of the road. It's a little weird when you get there. And folks are going to go over, and, you know, I love London. I love the UK. I love the series. I love the fact that the game's international, and you get on the tube over there and see all this. I got to go with the Jaguars there. And again, I think they're a good team. I don't know what the hell that was last week. I have higher expectations for them than they showed last week. So I will take them. I would lay the 3 points with the Falcons this week.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with the Jaguars too. I think they're going to kind of show that they are a good team. Like you said, they're going to be in that 9-10 win range, and they're going to show it in London this week against the Falcons. So I'm right there with you with Jacksonville.
All right, 1 o'clock games here. Steelers, a little bit of short rest going down to Houston. I don't think the Steelers are a good team. I'm pretty convinced the Texans are a bad team because I saw them play here a couple weeks ago against the Ravens. I don't, again, last week to me has screwed up my ability to gauge any of this for you this week, because some of these teams that, like the Steelers, may have had a little awakening, maybe, and I don't think they're bad, and I know their coach, and I think, so I'm going to take the Steelers on the road here just on pedigree, spread the 3 points down in Houston.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you with Pittsburgh. I like Pittsburgh, especially with the Houston's line being on an injury, has an injury bug. So I think TJ Watt gets to the quarterback a few times, and I like Pittsburgh covering the three.
Rams saw them running around in those whatever banana outfits they were in the other day. And the Colts, the aforementioned Colts of Gardner Minshew, another injury report there with Richardson all week to know he might not even be their better quarterback right now. I mean, Minshew sort of ran around and did what he needed to do to win the football game here. They come home now. Rams on shorter rest, coming across the country. You know, there's some thought to take the Colts here. I just don't think the Colts are very good. So, therefore, I'm going to take the Rams. Although the front seven of the Colts, I mean, they can wreak havoc for the Rams, I think.
Yeah, no, that's a good observation for sure. You know, defenses are definitely strong on both sides. But like you said, I'm just going to take the better offense and hopefully – the Rams come back on a short rest from Monday night and shock the world. So I like the Rams.
I like starting quarterbacks over backup quarterbacks. I like starting quarterbacks over rookie quarterbacks. I like starting quarterbacks that are veteran on the road. I mean, I'll take all of that. I go Rams there as well. Vikings at Panthers. The Vikings, they disappoint me. You know what I mean? Like, I have a soft spot for the Vikings because of Billick and some friends of mine that have worked in the organization up there. You know, I have friends up there. I want those people to win at some point. I mean, the Eagles fans have won. You Patriot, we Raven fans. A lot of people have won. I mean, I don't really want the Browns fans to win at this point. I don't need the Steelers fans to win again. I don't feel sorry for the Commanders. I don't want, but there's a point for me where, like, I want the Vikings to do what the Chiefs did and finally, like, win. And this doesn't appear to be the year. I don't know. They're on the road, laying wood. There's nothing to recommend Carolina here, in my opinion. I'm going to take the Vikings again, thinking like somehow they're a 10-win team, even though they might be a four-loss team by 4 o'clock, and you might be laughing at me.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. The Vikings are in a weird spot right now. Where are they a contention, or are they going to sell, or are they going to tank? You know, especially with Justin Jefferson, you know, they can't waste his prime right now. You know, they got Kirk Cousins in there, so I think he steps up and finally gets their first win. with them being 1-3. So I like the Vikings also.
These 3 and 3.5 point spreads, they don't mean anything until you look up on Red Zone and it's 22-19 with 40 seconds left, and you're like,
yeah.
Am I going to brag about a win, or I have to go back and say, was it 3.5 or was it 3? Yeah. You know, to make me laugh or make me cry at this point. Christian Horton is here. He manages a sports book at Hollywood Casino at Perryville. He's coming on and playing fun with me every week. I'm picking games. I've gotten back to this. You know, I'm doing okay at 27-19-4 so far here through 3 weeks. I was bragging at 21-10-2 after last Thursday night's game, and then I got my ass beat on Sunday. Speaking of losing big, I'll get to the Dolphins game in a minute. Buccaneers and the Saints in New Orleans. Talk about quarterback issues and having a backup quarterback. The Saints appear to have one. We'll find out. Certainly Vegas believes in them. 3 points at home. Buccaneers, Baker Mayfield. The Bucs haven't looked great. Sort of a low number on this game as well. You know, I'm inclined to just go ahead and take Tampa on the road. I think they're the better team. And I am worried about the Saints and the backup quarterback situation there.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go against you with this one. I like the Saints, especially, you know, it's kind of Jameis and Winston, you know, revenge game, especially, you know, he's played for the Bucs. So I think he goes out there and shows the organization that they were wrong for letting him go. So I'm going to take the Saints on this one.
Commanders and the Eagles. Here's where that 7.5 comes in, right? Because you look at it and say, Eagles, no problem here. 7.5's a lot of wood. There's a point to maybe take the Commanders, but not in Philly. I mean, my better wisdom just says take the Eagles here. They're the better team by a lot.
Yeah, no. I was looking at this one earlier. These division games are always tough. You know, they're never a blowout, or you know, they're always 23-20. So I'm going to take the Commanders on this one. Hopefully, they squeak it out, and you know, definitely take the Eagles down.
Yeah, I started writing these down now, and I circle the ones where we disagree.
Yeah.
Because those are the only place I can make any wood here with you, right? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, the rest of it's a push, really. So this is really about getting to the nitty-gritty of where we disagree, not agree, right?
Yep.
Dolphins and the Bills. Listen, I like the Dolphins, and I like Tua, and I like his brother at 4-0 with the Terps on Saturday. We had Dave Preston on this week talking a little Terps this week, too. I mean, it's – Christian, dude, it's been tough this week, right? I mean, even my lottery partners got $850 million, you know, like all the Brooks dies, the Orioles, magic numbers, the Ravens law. I mean, it's crazy, but the Terps can't get. Now, I want to give a little love to them while we talk about the Dolphins, but 3 points, home in Buffalo, almost sort of a push kind of thing. I mean, have we given up hope on the Bills, and are we buying the Dolphins? Hey, I'm not buying the Dolphins in Buffalo yet. Not yet. Not yet. I need to see it this week. I'll take Buffalo. I'll spread the 3 points here.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm definitely buying the Dolphins train. I think it's time.
Are you?
Yeah. I think it's time. I think they have the guys. You know, they kind of showed it putting up 70 points, you know. that was ridiculous.
You know how many Dolphins fans? You're a lot younger than me, right?
Yeah,
I have Dolphins fans that are my age in the late 30s, who've been at this for 40 years or more. And I'm telling you, going back to like Greasy and Shula, my Dolphins fans are just long, long suffering. I don't care if they win or not, because as long as Mercury Morris and those guys act like jerks every year, they get to win their little title every year when somebody goes 11-0 and loses. But yeah, I don't hate the Dolphins. I mean, they're benign to me, and they wear pretty colors, and they have cute cheerleaders, and it's a good time. But I'm not buying in on all that. I'm not. I mean, 70 points, they had their party last week. As my dad would say, save some runs for tomorrow night. We'll see how that works out. I'll take the Bills. We got a couple of disagreements here. It's just good. Cincinnati and Tennessee. In Tennessee, I think the Bengals are coming back to life. And look, we play the Titans in a couple of weeks. Not much to recommend them right now. I mean, I like Vrabel a lot. I don't know how I feel about Tannehill and the rest of this. I'll take the Bengals. I think the Bengals are good. I mean, despite what happened with us, and I think Burrow, they'll work into this. They weren't very good at the beginning of last year either. I'm going to buy on the Bengals for a couple of weeks until they show me they're a second-tier team. I don't believe that. I believe the Titans are a second-tier team.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm with you on that one. I think Cincinnati's kind of – their back is against the wall. They're kind of going to try to struggle it out, and I think they cover this weekend for sure. I like Tennessee. I mean, sorry, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Okay. Well, we don't disagree on that. I'm going to let the Ravens game go. We got to talk about this Has there ever been a worse game in week four than the Broncos and the Bears? I mean, has there been two franchises, quarterbacks, coaches, the ones that aren't arrested or in jail or off the radar or what, you know, like, dude, what an ish show. And I say this all the time. I mean, you're up at a casino handling money for people betting on all, and like, and there are 32 of these organizations. How in the world can a couple of them consistently be so awful, whether it's Cleveland, Cincinnati, Arizona, with the Washington Zoo, right? Like all of these franchises that when they fall, they can't, the Orioles were that way forever. You know, it smells nice now, but it really is amazing to sort of bootstrap yourself up with the Bears and the Broncos, these storied sort of franchises, to be fighting for the first pick overall. It's week four, and we know how bad they are. And we're wondering, like, how are they going to get to three? How are these teams going to win three or four games in this calendar year?
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. Both teams are just struggling. I think, you know, Denver definitely has to make a change at quarterback sooner or later, rather if they want to have, you know, Russell Wilson as the backup or not, you know.
How do you bench a $50 million quarterback?
Exactly. You can't put $50 million on the bench, you know, so they're going to figure that out. But I think the Broncos, they squeak it out. I think they're going to figure it out. They're going to be 8-9 at the end of the year, and Sean Payton kind of, you know, gets that team to his culture. So I like the Broncos on this one.
You did that. I don't bet on much, and you bet on a lot because that's what you do for a living.
Yep.
Dude, I'll take that action. I mean, you saying foolishness on my airwaves like that they're going to win 8-9 games. What?
Yeah, no, I think so. I mean, he has to establish.
How many years are
going
to take
him
to get to eight or nine wins?
Peyton
won't get to his eighth win there until, well, they have O right now, right? So they have 13 games, five. Halloween next year is when he will win his ninth game. All right.
All right. All right. This is
noted. Give me action on that. You want exact? I would start waving money around on the program here. I mean, how much you want? Let's go. Christian Horton is here. Now we're getting to know each other. All right. Yeah. So what are you taking in this game? I mean, you're taking the Broncos.
Yeah, I'm on the Broncos. I'm on the Broncos. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna take Chicago because I'm stupid and they're home. Raiders in the Raiders. If you saw my picks last week, you know Raiders in the Chargers. Chargers 6-point favorite at home. I don't know where the hell home is for them. The Raiders playing in LA is a home game to me. I'm all about the Raiders here. I mean, the Chargers are one of those. If they get the 12 wins, like the cute boy that throws the football in the pretty uniforms that nobody cares about anymore, that did San Diego dirty, which always kind of sort of rubs me wrong, headed for Frankfurt or London or whoever's going to buy them. It's not that I'm anti-Charger. I just think there's something about the mojo there that tells me they're not any good and that they're going to have a hard time. That's it. That's what I'm going to say about them.
Yeah, no, they're another team also, like we're saying, dealing with the injury bug. You know, they just lost their receiver, Mike Williams, you know. So I'm definitely with the Raiders with you on this one, too. It's a home team for both teams. You know, like you said, it's in L.A. So I think they're both going to bring out a big crowd. So I like the Raiders to cover on this one and potentially win.
Your Patriots going down to Dallas. If you get the version of Dallas from last week, you'll love those 7 points down there. Awesome. Hoodie getting 7 points on the road, playing responsible football. You know, you mentioned those NFC East games being tight, 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 tight. That's the Belichick tradition of tight, 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 tight. And, you know, Dallas has got an RA going on this week of biblical proportions, right? And coming home, 7 points, that's a lot of wood. You're gonna like this, but I'm taking New England and you're 7 points. What do you think of that?
Nice, nice. Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. Dallas, you know, they snuck it up last week, and I think they're gonna have a repeat. You know, Bill is definitely a person of, you know, going in and seeing what happened the last week and kind of doing the copycat. You know, it's a copycat league, so I think New England definitely covers the 7 and squeaks it out in a close win.
How about all of this wood in the San Francisco game, right? Like, everybody loves them, right?
Yeah,
14 points at home. And you talk about, you know, Kyler Murray in Arizona and what Trevor Lawrence did last week and whether Burrow's going to be right. There are questions about Lamar Jackson again and throwing behind receivers and, you know, the stink face he gave when you ask him a legitimate question. and so which I'm not a part of anymore after 26 and a half years. I just Arizona. I mean, nobody's in on them, right? I mean, the Broncos and the Bears could have a three-way party and come out and all three lose, I think, right? I mean, there are really some stinky franchises here this early in to be 14 points of wood on the road. That really speaks volumes, not just about San Francisco. It speaks volumes about Arizona.
Yeah, no, you're right there along with them. But Arizona, you know, they were, I think, 12-point underdogs last week, and they came out and won and beat the Cowboys. So I kind of think I don't think they're going to win. I think they're going to cover the 14, you know, with a garbage time touchdown at the end, you know, just one of those old things. And I think they cover the 14.
All right, garbage time. The 49ers don't like garbage time. They play defense
No.
around there, so we'll see how that goes. You know, I see that one more along the lines of like a 34 to, you know, 12 kind of thing. Chiefs and the Jets on Sunday night. These poor bastards that put the Jets in primetime, right? Like, hey, Aaron Rodgers! Now it's, you know, Chiefs 10 points on the road. The Chiefs don't run it up, and you know, I think the Jets are trying to be credible in whatever way they can be with this quarterback and with the sort of the hangover of all of it, thinking that the other 52 guys would be good enough. And now, are the other 52 guys good enough? You know, this is a gut check time for them. I mean, they certainly showed up and played against the Bills a couple weeks ago. And I could see the place getting a little raucous if the game is a touchdown game in the second half up there on a Sunday night game. But you know, pedigree. I'm going with the Chiefs on this. 10's a lot of wood. It's a lot of wood. But I'm going with my theory of better team this week. I'll take the Chiefs. I'll lay the wood.
Yeah, I like your theory with the better team. Kansas City, I mean, I think they're due for that big win. They had it last week. You know, they beat the Bears 41-10. The Jets just trying to figure it out. I don't think Zach Wilson's the answer. I was a big Zach Wilson fan for the longest. But after watching him with the Patriots, you know, he's just kind of – you know, he has the yips, you know, as they call it. So I like the Chiefs covering the 10.
Can they get Geno back in with the Jets from Seattle? Maybe Monday Night Football, Seahawks and the Giants, 8:15 game there. Sort of the from everybody waiting for all these wild card games on Tuesday, Wednesday. I mean, Tuesday, Wednesday going to be a betting house up in your joint, right? I mean,
yeah,
be
yeah,
active
yeah.
up there. I mean, all day long, you got baseball going on. Great place to watch the games. No bigger screens all next week, including the Orioles. They'll be a little sold out next Saturday night. You want to go watch the games. Hollywood Casino in Perryville. Christian Horton's my dude. All right, so Seahawks, Giants. 1 point, they're playing up at MetLife. You know, another weekend where the cameras don't have to move. It saves NFL a lot of money. Sunday night, Monday night, playing football up in New York. Seahawks come in. You know, I like the Seahawks. You know, I like Pete Carroll. I like the 12th man. I like that I won last week because of them. So I'll take Seattle on the road here, getting a point.
Yeah, I'm normally not a big fan of West Coast teams coming to the East Coast, especially it being a Monday night. I think that has a play in their play and the performance. But I like Seattle too. I think the Giants are just a bad team. You know, your theory. I think Seattle is just a better team in this situation. So I like Seattle also. To cover and win.
You know, I give John Harbaugh a hard time because he's had some ethical and integrity issues personally with me. And so I've written about that. But he's a hell of a football coach, as I wrote in that thing. And, you know, this is one of those games where the odds are stacked against them. I've seen them win with Ryan Mallett. I've seen them win with, you know, I mean, Huntley last year almost won the playoff game, right? Like they kept it close enough that One F up, one mistake. Last week it was his F up, right? Last week it was we were going to field a punt with 2:03 left to go. We're going to give them the ball back. Did everything they could do to lose the game last week. And Harbaugh's had to mea culpa all week and communication, all the bougie that he's sort of become famous for here, you know, in regard to the fan base when they lose and it is clock management or a coaching decision, or he has a timeout, lets Billy Kunda go shank a kick that cost a Super Bowl. I mean, things have happened here, right? But 3-point underdog in Cleveland, backs against the wall. Everybody's injured. Lamar's under siege. Everybody's all goobed up about the Orioles and whatever. This is a spot where the Ravens historically will show up and show out and say, we're the better franchise. We have been since 1999. Every minute of every day for 25 years, we've breathed the rarefied purple air of excellence. And you've drinking the river water of the Cuyahoga. And that, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it changes this week, but if the Browns win the game by decimal points, right? Mm-hmm. And the Ravens go to 2-2 and the Browns go to the top and the Steelers take care of their business, you know, and they're a favorite on the road. We talked about that. And the Bengals are dangerous, if nothing else. They have the best player. You know, mm-hmm. they have the best quarterback when he's upright and his calf's not screwed up. Now, whether they can protect him and Orlando Brown being that guy on his third team, we'll find out. But I believe in the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the Steelers are dangerous. I don't believe they're a 13-win team because of the quarterback, but I believe they're going to win 8, 9, or 10. They'll be 7-8 or 8-7 or 9-7 or they'll be whatever fighting to kick your ass in after Christmas and screw things up for you. I believe the Steelers are going to be there. I believe mm-hmm. the Bengals can be a notch above. I believe the Ravens are an 11-12, 13-win team. And if I believe that, part of believing that is at Cleveland, at Pittsburgh, going to London – they better not come back 2-3, right? Like, I'm figuring this out. And this is the best spot for them to win. I mean, I don't love them in Pittsburgh next week. I don't love them flying over to London. But I don't love them this week. And I don't love Marlon Humphrey, Tyler Linden, OBJ. I don't love any of these guys even coming back from an injury enough to say they're going to play well. And I certainly watched the backups run around last week. And I think all things being equal, they're going to have a hard time winning this week. I'm picking Cleveland.
Okay, you're on Cleveland. No, we've seen this movie before, you know, 2 weeks ago with them in Cincinnati, you know, them being the road underdog and them coming to show out. So I think they do the same thing. You know, Lamar kind of takes over the game and they squeak one out against the Browns. So I like Lamar and Cleveland to cover, not just to cover, but to win against the Browns.
I think it's a great game. It's a close game, I think. But I'm not loving the diminished version of the Ravens. And look, they should be 3-0, right? Like, I mean, they did everything they could do. They played not as poorly as they can play. I didn't think they played as poorly as they can play on Sunday. Kicking the ball around in the rain. Look, I've been talking about it all week. I just think there are fundamental issues with what they're trying to do with the offense and what the offensive line banged up, the running game suspect. Their running game is suspect at this point because of the line and the running back. And that creates down and distances that make him more of a real passer that he's never been. And to give him the time that he needs to be the passer that all these first round draft picks and all this eye candy that they have, there's a lot of things that have to go right to get the wide receiver the ball. And I'm not sure they're fundamentally right now without Stanley, Morgan got a little dinged up last week. Now it looks like Bateman, right? So like this isn't about Harbaugh or about who they drafted. This is just flat about who's on the field this week in the purple helmets. And it is a diminished version of what they're capable of.
Yeah, no, your observation is definitely right on. You know, their line's banged up. Their offense, they're still figuring it out, you know. But hopefully they do figure it out and they don't become that team of just, you know, just a bad fundamentally sound team. But we'll kind of see what happens. But I like them to kind of see who they are and show themselves. And especially against the who they have?
Browns. Miles Garrett doesn't like second teamers.
Especially against the Browns. Against the Browns, yes.
Luke and I will be talking about that. Luke will be talking about it with Dennis as well from 3 until 5 on Thursday and again on Sunday morning. If you're not on our WNST tech service, you should get on that. Brought to you by our friends at Koontz Baltimore Ford. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery are putting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back together. I said we were hiatusing in October, but it's my birthday and there's a Friday and I'm going to plan it and I have to punt and move it because the Orioles are doing something and it rains or whatever. We'll figure it out. October 13th. It's already it's Friday the 13th and I'm planning a show. It's a good thing I'm going to be in Dundalk with friends. We're going to be at Drug City. This is my fountain shirt. It looks a little bit like the weird Keebler elf guy that runs around with the Browns this week. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, as well as Jiffy Lube Multicare, our newest sponsor into the fall here. Hollywood Casino is also with us. Reminder, Strikers Posse on Friday night, Bad Alibi on Saturday. We're going to be there on the 15th doing breakfast with the Ravens. Get there early. early. Grab a seat, big screens, football all day. Bet your heart out, play some table games, eat some great food, have some cold beer. Cold Gin's going to be there on the 13th. I'll be picking up the confetti left over from Paul and Gene. That's the 13th. And then the 14th, the All-Star Purple Party on my birthday. Maybe I'll go back up there for that. That sounds like fun. Hollywood Casino in Perryville, they are our partners. They're how I'm picking my picks. Week 4. I haven't embarrassed myself, right, Christian? I'm doing okay,
no,
right?
No. You're doing, doing better, much better than me, I would say. You're above 500, so that's always good.
27-19-4. Pray for me this week as I try to take good teams to cover half-point spreads. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.